What's up, y'all? It's your boy, Kid Contact, a.k.a. Elijah, a.k.a. That Dick Daddy. I'm done trying to do the ad-libs on that shit, because most of the time I just get confused. I'm here, as always, Sky Germs, a.k.a. Sky Sloth, Skyler, Skylin, I'm gonna start calling him that, Sporkuchus.
Please don't.
We're here with two special guests today. My sister, my slime, my motherfucking G, Nora, a.k.a. M. Brizzle, a.k.a. Bean, and the man, the myth, the motherfucking legend,
gang.
Will Johnson,
gang,
also known as Chauncey,
a.k.a. Lil Sprinkle, a.k.a. Young Dagger Dick, a.k.a. Young Tiny Penis. You already know who it is.
I think Young Dagger Dick is taken.
Nah, bro, I'm X's twin brother, bro.
Yeah, I can see it.
I got the dumb tattoo and everything, bro.
Oh my god! Oh, what the fuck?
You really just worked out the whole tab on it.
Yeah, dog, I got the numb tattoo and everything, bro. I mean, tatted up now.
Shape your eyebrows.
Yeah, I already got the slit.
Yeah, you're like a quarter of the way there. Just get the rest of it.
Bitches love the slit, bro.
I'm gonna bring her flowers. Bitches love flowers.
Bitches love flowers. It's a proven fact.
Oh, shit. So what's up? We literally were outside trying to get some talking points together, and we were like, you know what? I feel like this podcast can just direct itself.
It's going to be funny as shit. I know that for a fact. Mm-hmm. But while I'm here, I might as well do a couple of shout-outs. So shout-out to the one, of course, Hippie Mafia Gang. Thank you guys for having me on this glorious day.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Shout out to one of the main boys on the Hippie Mafia Gang. You already know who it is, Josh Montgomery.
Shout out, Josh. Wish you were here.
Yeah. Shout out to you, dog. Rest in peace. I know you locked up, but hey, it is what it is.
Free Josh.
Yeah, free Josh. Honestly. Shout out to my mother. Sometimes you can be a dickhead, but.
Shout out all the MILFs out there. Last episode we gave you a shout out. We have a couple fans, friends of the podcast. I'm thinking of one in particular whose mom is and I want to give a shout out to them. You know who you are.
Word. Just like that?
Just like that.
You gonna pull up to their whip?
To their house? I'll pull up to the crib, yeah.
Word?
I don't even know where she live.
My question is, how you gonna get there, bro?
I got you.
How you gonna get there, dog?
Hey,
it's walking distance.
It's good. Walking distance. You better use them yabba dabba doos, you got.
Oh, word! Take them socks off. I bet you got a list of shit you can say about. Actually, Skylar,
yes,
I got this shit.
Socks, I keep my socks on.
You got peanut. Feet,
wait,
bro.
Actually, fuck all y'all, because I shave my toes.
It doesn't matter.
Shave
look at
my toes.
Look
what?
At that shit.
Excuse me.
He hell shaves yeah. His ass too.
What the
smooth fuck. As a baby's butt. I like it natural. I keep it hairy. I got this big old dad gut with like this nice dad hair. I ain't shaving that shit off. I'm cultivating.
Is that what it is called?
It's
now?
A garden. Fuck manscaping. I'm man growing.
Fuck that. Fuck that. Jeez. Hey, whatever gets the panties wet these days, bro. Mm-hmm. Yo, dad bods are actually the move coming up now.
Yeah, that's what like a Josh? Big thing. Yeah,
Josh.
Josh got a whole dad bod.
He really does.
Which Josh we talking about?
Montgomery.
No, he does not. He lost
yes,
a bunch
he
of weight.
He lost a lot of weight.
Josh is looking sexy as shit.
He is, bro, but he's still got a dad bod.
I would pipe Josh on some no homo shit, and as long as my socks are on. Because it's not gay if you have your socks on.
Facts.
I don't know if I'd pipe him, but I'd definitely spoon with him for a couple hours. Spoon. Give him soft kisses on the back of his neck.
Big spoon or little spoon?
I'd be big spoon. Josh is too submissive.
Yeah.
To be big spoon.
I have a story about Josh, which is he went out to the basketball courts one night, and it was Skylar was there. I don't think Stefan was there, but Brody was there. Khalil was there. Everybody was.
Bro.
Yeah, you think he's a clown, bro. But anyways,
shout out Khalil, bro.
I remember that.
I miss you, dog. You had to go move and shit.
But he
Keep
comes out.
There.
Yeah, and fucking Josh comes out. I was like, dog, what's up, man? How's it going? He was like, bro, honestly, I don't even know what I'm doing here. I don't even ball, bro. And I was like, where?
And that's how I feel every time I go to fucking Fort Bend. Every time I go to Fort Bend, some people want to go play basketball. It's like, do I look like I play basketball?
Bro, Fort Bend is known for basketball.
I know.
You got to go out there to ball.
I don't ball. I played two seasons of rec, and I averaged 2 points.
Two seasons of upward
season.
Basketball.
Yeah, but Y'all won every game because y'all had JJ and mm-hmm.
Josh. Gavin.
And Gavin.
Trey
and all. Wasn't it
Jaquelin.
And yeah, I just sit there on the bench.
honestly, I was like, my team's undefeated.
Yeah, he would always be talking all this shit, talking about some, yeah, well, that's why we're undefeated. I'm like, no thanks to you, bro. Like,
yeah.
Like, I remember you got, I don't know what it's called because I don't know shit about basketball, but where they all line up and you get to just shoot.
Oh, tech foul?
Yeah.
Yeah, I remember that. Those were
like
the only
all
two.
All of them in, and I was like, that's my brother.
I made 3 points that game. That was the only 3 points I made the season, pretty much. I think
tragic.
I made. Yeah. And it literally wasn't even a tech foul on me. Like, they subbed me in so I could get points.
What?
Mm-hmm.
Drawing. But yeah, let's talk about how we haven't seen each other in a grip.
I know. How long is it? Like 2 years.
It's been
almost
2 years, yeah. Still mm-hmm. stuck in fucking Carteret County.
I got my ass out of there.
Oh, word? Right. You out, bro? You out, bro? Mm-hmm. How long you been out, bro?
How long have we been here? Like 4 months? 5 months?
Yeah, like 5 months.
Mm-hmm.
That's not Carter. That's not Carter County, but that's Cape Carteret.
Oh, yeah.
That's Cape Carteret, but that's not even a
question. Can we just talk about how I was like completely oblivious to what I was
saying? I thought y'all were going to go like, yeah, we're in a legal state now.
Yeah,
by the way. That's what I
thought. Oh, yeah, we are in a legal state. What are we talking about? We're all 21 and in a legal state. What are we talking about?
I honestly thought like you were making a joke and you were like, yeah, bro, fuck Carter County. I'm in like Mississippi or some dumb
shit. I was being dead ass. Now we are in Washington or like Florida or somewhere it's legal. I'm not going to disclose the location, but
yeah, you don't want to put them out like that.
Yeah.
FBI man listens to this.
Yeah, I don't want the whole state of wherever we're at to be like, oh shit, we got like some real G's here, you know what I
right,
mean?
Right, right.
Because, like, we would just fuck the system up.
Completely understand. I would just fuck them.
Everybody. Yeah. Everybody in the legal state that we're in.
Yep.
Colorado or California.
Rape their mom.
Or some shit.
Honestly, it's not rape if you yell surprise.
That's you just broke rule two. What the
no
fuck?
Rape jokes.
No rape jokes.
Drawn.
Drawn. God damn.
I don't know why no rape jokes is a rule. It's kind of, they're pretty funny. Yeah, people
bro.
Get so offended.
Let them get salty, bro. What are they going to do?
Yeah, I thought they're going to that realization. I'd rather have fucking 5 real-ass listeners who know this shit is funny than 20 who are like, eh, you can't say this or
like,
you can't say
like
that.
Like comedians these days, bro, do you think they give a shit about their jokes?
Yeah,
do you think they give a shit about this?
They don't.
They're like, oh, cool, just lost 2 people. I'm still going to make $1 million by the end of this night.
Comedians don't make shit, man.
Kevin Hart does.
Well,
Kevin
I mean,
Hart,
Kevin Hart, yeah.
Jeff Dunham.
Yeah, but those are
he's
all comedians.
Dave Chappelle, Gabriel Iglesias.
I mean, those are like the comedian superstars. I'm talking about like the famous comedians like Anthony Jeselnik and Joe Rogan
okay.
and all. They don't make shit, really. Like, it's actually a really humble lifestyle.
What's the fucking rednecks dude named Larry the Cable Guy, I think it is?
Yes,
he makes
yes.
a lot.
Yeah,
Ron, the whole blue collar makes a lot.
Yeah, they make a lot of money.
Mm-hmm. But those are like people who have been established and in it for like
a while.
40 plus years, you know? I listen to a lot of podcasts and a lot of the times it's comedians.
What's your favorite podcast? Like your favorite group?
Church of What's Happening Right Now.
Word?
Joey Diaz.
I'm a big fan of the Misfits.
I like Misfits, yeah. I like Tiny Meat Gang.
I'm a big fan of Impulsive. Logan Paul, you know?
Oh, yeah.
Listen to his podcast 24/7.
You Maverick, too?
You Maverick,
no. Yo, yeah. You know, you got to be creative out there. You already know what's up.
Dude, I used to... I knew this kid. I'm not going to say his name. But, like, I fucked with him. And then one day he came to school. I was like, damn, that's a dope hoodie. He was like, yeah, it's a Logan Paul hoodie. And I, like, started laughing my ass off because I thought he did it ironically. He was like, what's funny about that? I was like,
just dropped off, man.
What?
Just
left. He was like, I'm a maverick. That man lives wild. I'm like, that man? Oh. And then I just quit fucking with him. I quit fucking with him after that, dead ass.
Alright, I'll fucks with you.
That's tough.
How's, talk to me about Wes now.
I almost choked on my gum.
Now that I'm gone.
Senior year's fucking lit. But if you're not a senior, it probably sucks.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's like, because I know I only have to deal with the administration for like a couple more months.
Well, now JJ has you guys doing the whole homecoming dance thing. We didn't have a homecoming dance when I was...
Yeah, but like, it's going to be whack because it's just going to be like in the gym and they're not letting like... They're only letting like people from school come.
They're going to play Kids Bop.
Kids Bop.
Yeah. Kylie Rae Jepsen.
Yeah.
I miss Carly Rae Jepsen. What happened to her?
Call me maybe. I don't know. Maybe we should call her sometimes.
Hey, I just met you.
And this is crazy.
But here's my number. So call me maybe. Dude, I remember...
did you just hit the woe to Carly Rae Jepsen?
Yes, I did.
That is a cringe.
Dude, I remember 8th grade band. They had us play a Carly Rae Jepsen song.
What?
Bang Bang.
No,
Bang
not,
Bang into the room.
That is not Carly Rae Jepsen, bro.
Wait, who is that?
Fucking Nicki Minaj.
Fucking,
Damn.
Jesse J.
That's who I was thinking of.
What
Jesse
are you all?
I'm sorry. I got that. That whole era is just a
You're mixing mess. Up new artists, and now you're doing Miss Counties and shit.
Wait, which new artist did I mix up?
Would you count art? Yeah, would you count Ari? I count Ariana Grande.
Fuck no, she's not a new artist.
No, she's like
big. She's changed.
Just went from Victorious and Sam and Kat and like making like a little like a cutesy little song here and there, and now she's like blowing up.
Bro, honestly,
yeah,
Ariana,
but she's still not a new artist. She's been out for a minute.
Honestly, Ariana Grande got abducted by aliens. Have you seen her? Have you looked at her from Victorious and now?
Yeah, well, what the fuck? Did she get like her skin tattooed a different color or some shit?
They forced Victorious, they made her dye her hair red, and it like fucked up her whole hair, and that's why she always, you know, that signature hair look she has where she has the two pieces and it's like a half up, half down, is because it ruined her hair so bad that. That's the only way to look good. I saw that on a
Dog.
Like an interview.
When she had the red hair though, she was hot as fuck. Oh,
what do you mean?
God.
She's hot as fuck now.
She's hot as fuck like, now, but like I just have a thing for
Ariana Grande can have my babies.
Dude, I would still Ariana Grande shit out of
I would stay for my children if I had a baby with her.
Oh my fucking God.
Jesus Christ.
Most there ever. You go. You talked about you want the sugar mama. There you go.
Yo, big facts.
Dude,
big
facts. Ariana wouldn't be sugar mama for you. She a bad bitch. She don't give no man's money.
I would show her this apartment complex.
She stay in her own bed.
Work at Bojangles type shit, type of life. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Like, yo, I know you're doing your music thing, but you ever had a Supreme dinner? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, bro, you could be that. You like it's like the classic princess and the peasant story. You
yeah.
just bring her to your life, and then she'd be like, all right.
Like Billy Joel, Uptown Girl type shit.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, most definitely.
Damn,
you know how many times I listen to that fucking song every day?
Hey, Nora.
Nobody cares.
There's a fine fuck I just gave. I'm joking with you. Right, right. So seniors are all about moments. So tell me about these moments.
For the most part, a lot of my moments have already been told on the podcast, like the Paletti incident.
Oh, yes.
Yeah. All that shit. I'm trying to keep it as uneventful as possible because I'm just ready to get out.
Well, that's because you got to get out of high school or just, like, do it as you guys are still, like, tattoos senior year. You guys are, like, 18 now.
Oh, yeah,
you guys
I'm getting a rose.
I've already decided. I've had it decided since I was, like, 13.
Mm-hmm.
I want to get a tie-dye palm tree, and then around it, I want it to say, lions don't lose sleep over the opinions of sheep.
Okay, I fucks with that. And you're just gonna get a basic ass rose?
Yeah, I'm gonna get a rose with my sister's name on one of the
I have a friend.
Okay.
Oh my god, he paid $100 for a tattoo. Don't, if you're gonna get a tattoo, drop money on it, okay? It was supposed to be a card with like a rose wrapped around it,
yeah.
But it just looked like.
I know who you're talking about, I think. Oh my.
It just looked like two corners with a spade in the middle, and then the rose was like way too long and skinny. It just looked awful.
Doesn't it look like a vagina?
I think you're... Wait,
yo,
the rose?
Speaking of vagina...
Yeah, low-key.
Yeah.
Is it... get some elephant pussy dog, like...
Excuse me. Are we just going to ignore what you just
wait,
said?
Wait.
That's like a whole
did
ass...
Did I just hear elephant pussy?
Yes, look at
she just literally looked me in the eyes and goes, and speaking
that?
Of vaginas, are
get
you trying
shit
to get some elephant pussy?
Oh,
what the hell?
Yeah, because that fucking thing, I like didn't know what the hell it was, so I opened it, and I was like, dog.
And the first thing that came to your mind was elephant not like putty, it was just elephant pussy.
Well, I mean, if you're gonna put a pink hole on an elephant toy, don't put it where the pussy would be.
Exactly.
Or the booty hole.
Or the booty hole, yeah. Put it like on the back. There's no pussy on the back.
But wouldn't that be the booty hole?
No, like the back.
Like the back.
The back.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, don't put it on the... Like that was just a bad decision.
We should honestly make an angry email and send it to the girl.
Why the fuck does my little sister have elephant pussy in her fucking toy bag?
How else is she supposed to have fun on bath time? You know what I'm saying?
That's how they're teaching kids sex education now. There's just like
Animal Planet.
Animal Planet. Eminem said slacking. It best.
What?
Said your boy be slacking.
That's because he's always packing.
A giant horse cock.
That's what you know what I'm saying?
They call me the Black Hammer.
I love that movie.
That fucking movie. I forgot about that movie until I just said that.
No, Nora, I gotta admit that hand thing that you do is making me cringe, so I have a question for you. And
yeah.
Hold on, somebody is calling me at this time.
Tell them to fuck off.
It's nobody important. Just like my life. Anyways, but so these kids, these freshmen and sophomores, what's up with them saying and I oop and sks? And what
they got it from the people that, you know how, like, some people, they back and they're like, you know what I'm talking
about?
Oh,
is that what it's supposed to be?
It started, like, last year.
Dude, ASAP Rocky is a VSCO girl.
And then, I'm not going to say her name, but she started doing it, because it was, like, kind of a meme, but, like, nobody really knew about it. And she
Why are you going to say her name? It's not like this is she famous?
No.
Oh.
And she goes to our school. That's why I'm not saying her name.
No, dude, this is, like... This is a national phenomenon. This is not just a West Carter.
Yeah.
And she was like, X-x-x. I was like, you don't laugh like that. And she was like, yeah, like, that's my real laugh. And I was like,
word.
Okay.
I know who you're talking about.
I thought it was like the, like, that's what
sort of. And then I don't know where during the summer everybody started making all these, like, memes.
That's all my fourth period.
Do it around freshman or sophomore girls.
They lose their shit every time. Like, aha, like, that's so funny. I'm like,
I used to dumb shit when I was a freshman. I remember having a class. It was actually because I'm stupid as shit. I failed foundations to math twice. So, math be crazy these days. But
honestly, bro, when the fuck are we going to use that shit?
I don't even know, bro. But I remember I was, like, in a class. Like, we were just having this conversation with Jordan. And I had Josh and Alfonso and everybody was in that class. And I remember Josh getting in trouble for going behind the teacher's, like, little... She had these little cubbies, and she had cloths over them. And it was around Halloween time, and Josh went behind it and was like, oh. And she was like, Josh, get out of there. And he was like, I'm a ghost. You can't see me. Ooh. And she was like, if you don't get out, I can't. I'm going to write you up. And he was like... You can't write up what you can't see. And he ended up, like, getting kicked out, getting written up. And he was like, bro, I literally just got in trouble for being a ghost, bro. This joke is crazy. And I was like, you are absolutely
dude,
stupid.
Freshman year was kind of crazy. Back when Miss Heller and all of them were still there. I remember
that
walking around.
Sophomore year, too.
Yeah, sophomore year. I wasn't really wild sophomore year. But I remember freshman year walking around the hallways drinking lean with this motherfucker.
What a guy.
That shit was lit as fuck. And then... The vodka and the water
I was supposed
bottle.
To slapbox cruise, but, like, I was too fucked up by third period. Like, I was like, Miss Cheryl tried to kick me out of that class every fucking day.
When I was in high school, I remember it was like junior, senior year when Jules started to become a big thing. And I specifically remember, like, the freshmen and sophomores, they were, like, fading because they're all crackheads. And I was, like, in the bathroom hitting my Jewel, and I just had this random freshman come up, and he was like, dude, can I please hit your Jewel? And I was like, no, kid, get the fuck out. And he was like, dog, please, I promise you, I will give you. And he's like fiending in his pocket, and he pulls out these like five Jolly Ranchers. He's like, I will give you five Jolly Ranchers to hit your Jewel. And it's pocket candy, so it's like half unwrapped. Mm-hmm. It's starting to get sticky. And I was like, no, get the fuck out. And he was like, dude, if you don't, I'm going to snitch. And I was like,
yo, that
go ahead.
Was this girl the other day. They were, like, hitting a dab pen in the bathroom or whatever, and she comes up, and she's like, yo, like, can I hit that? Can I please hit that? And it, like, wasn't their dab pen. Their friend was, like, letting me. So they were like, I'm going to say no just because it's, like, not mine. And she went and fucking snitched on them because they wouldn't let her hit it. Actually, it's whack. Like,
that's
a
whack.
Wrong.
Dude, I have always thought about, like, it would be smart as fuck to, you know how Crime Stoppers, if you snitch, you can call Crime Stoppers. And you can snitch and you'll get $200 anonymously. Like,
word.
So you can
what
snitch
you
on people
on
doing
yourself?
6ix9ine.
No, I'm saying, like, what if we started snitching on people for Jewels got the 200, and then went to the people with the jewels and, like, been like, we're an anti-snitching service. We'll look into it for $100 and beat the fuck out of them. And then just beat the fuck out of some random freshman. That's $300 each time you do it.
Freshmen would be crazy, bro.
They'd be like, no, there's this little boy.
Freshmen these days are soft, though, bro. They'll file, like,
they're so charges. Small.
They'll file charges. Faces, we'll just be like...
You're the only one wearing a beanie right now.
You literally have a mask that you can zip
it's like
up 80 on the
degrees.
Fucking...
Yeah, this guy's just gonna pop out in his fucking Spider-Man onesie.
That this is how I really want to start. Like, if I'm gonna jump someone, I'm gonna jump them in this. Like,
how you gonna see
Mom, this dude in the Spider-Man costume came, ran up to me at the park, and took all my fucking money. What are you talking about? Are you on acid again? No.
I was once on acid. Never on acid, actually.
You've never done acid?
Never done acid. The worst I've done is smoked weed.
Have you ever done... You've never done shrooms or anything?
No.
What?
You got to.
Never done it. Never done
shrooms
it.
Are worth
it. Shrooms, I've wanted to do acid, but they keep telling me that, like, you're not ready.
Yeah, you're not emotionally and, like...
I feel like once you do acid, you go on a bad trip and you'll be like...
Everyone overhypes the bad trips. There's nothing...
Dude, the bad trips are the most beneficial.
Yeah,
I learned so much from him.
No, like, honestly.
He was like, it's not necessarily a bad thing to have a bad trip because, like, you realize so much shit.
Yeah, so much shit that you can make better when you're sober.
Yeah, and I was like,
it's like,
that's like fast.
It's like a shitty 6 hours, but then after that 6 hours, you, like, want to make a change in your life. You know what I mean?
It'd be like that sometimes.
Mm-hmm. I remember first time I did acid, I had an ego death. I thought I was the universe. Like, that shit was crazy. I couldn't fall asleep and shit. Like, I've completely...
Homeboy comes up in my room talking about some... Noah, can I sleep in here, dog? And I was like, why? He's like, I'm just not fucking with my room. Can I please sleep in here? I was like, I mean, I guess. Like,
nah, because I was like... I had Josh trip sitting me, but that motherfucker fell asleep.
What a guy.
So, yeah, like right after I peaked and, like... I didn't realize that at the time, but the time after you peak is, like, the worst time because that's when all the thoughts and shit start. Because, like, when you're peaking, you're just, like, looking at shit like, that's fucking crazy. No, that's fucking crazy. Yo, that's fucking crazy. Mm-hmm. But then when all that shit calms down, you're just like, what is God?
What?
Yeah. Is it a woman? A man?
God is for sure
God
a woman.
God is a woman.
Oh, you know God is a woman.
I don't think that's how the song goes.
Yeah.
I don't think that's how it goes, but
care.
Yeah, fuck Ariana Grande.
Fuck Ariana Grande.
I would fuck Ariana Grande.
I'd still.
So why are the Generation X kids that are in middle school now these days hitting vape pens and finger fucking?
Fuck it. That's why.
That's the thing. That's the reason why. Yeah, for real. But
yeah, they're like, we're not even gonna live to be 20, dog. What are you talking about?
I mean,
even at the rate they're going.
No, not even them. Just the way the world is going, that shit's gonna go to shit by the time.
Like 20. Like what I was telling you before we did the podcast. Like when I was in middle school, I was trying to learn how to teach me how to Dougie and how to jerk.
Yeah. No, I started smoking weed and cigarettes and
I didn't even know what cigarettes were when I was in middle school.
I was just trying to figure out how to put the hand of my lotion to my penis. That's about it.
Dude, I remember the first time I ever beat my meat, I didn't nut, and, like, I came, but I didn't nut, you know? Because I did it when I was, like, 8 or some shit. Like, I started way too early. But, like, I remember being scared that my balls didn't work for, like, a minute. Because,
really
like,
be like that.
Yeah, because, like, every time I'd masturbate, I wouldn't nut. And I remember the first time being like, whoo, yes! Like... Like, I just won a fucking Super Bowl touchdown or something. No phones on the podcast.
Bro, fucking touch my phone again. Get your ass beat.
Get your ass eat. Period.
Get your ass.
Why did we just say that, like, at the
Period.
Same time?
Get your ass yeet. Ha, ha, ha. Oh, Emma texted me. Hi, Emma. If you're listening to the podcast,
Emma?
Shout out.
Like, Emma?
No, like, Emma.
Yeah, like, Emma.
Not even
who it is.
Emma?
Emma Chamberlain?
So, like, Emma, but not Emma.
Emma Stone.
So, yeah, look,
why are you just
no,
doing
talking
a bunch
about,
of Hitler salutes?
No, I'm talking about Emma. Not Emma and not Emma.
Oh, okay, gotcha. I got it.
I'm talking about Emma Watson.
Who?
Emma Watson.
No last names, fucker.
It's a star.
Oh, yeah.
What are you on, bro?
Emma Watson.
Hermione?
Hermione, yeah. She,
What are you doing with your hands?
Can I hit that?
Can you use your big girl words?
William, may I please hit
you? Nora, you cannot touch my penis. Please stop.
Sorry. Damn, exposed.
I'm 19. Are you really trying to get me to catch a charge right now? Ridiculous.
I mean, you're the one that said it. If her age is on the clock.
Don't think. I will. Whoa, wait a minute. You ain't gonna call me out. You ain't gonna call me out.
Hey. If she's old enough for peanut butter and jelly, old enough for cum in the belly.
If her age is on the clock, they're ready for my cock.
I'm talking about sometimes girls be clingy these days, so sometimes you just gotta do the good old shoot and scoot.
If there's grass on the field, play ball.
If their number's on the clock, they're ready for the cock.
We've said that 3 times. Make a new joke. God damn.
I'm sorry.
That one just works so well.
Yeah, it's honestly.
It's like pouring syrup slowly. It's just really satisfying.
Grass on the field, play ball. I don't know any other ones. I know the come and go ones, though. Like ejaculate, evacuate, mm-hmm. Spill your goose, say I do.
Nut and bolt.
Nut and bolt. Yeah, the good old fucking duck.
Wait. What was it? Oh, dude,
get the ass, hit the dash.
Fuck, I can't remember it, but I remember I used to, like, there was one that I'd tell myself. Like, I wouldn't lick it, and it would just make me piss my pants. Like,
come fast, got a blast.
Fuck, I can't even. Oh, wait, no. nah, I don't even remember.
Yeah.
Fuck it.
Yeah.
Fuck it.
It's not important anymore.
Yeah. So you're going into the military.
Yeah.
That's whack.
I mean, you pay taxes, so, I mean, you're the one paying for my paycheck, so.
I don't pay taxes.
Well, your parents do, so make sure you tell your mom I said thank you very much.
My parents don't pay taxes? Oh, tax evasion, bitch.
Oh, word? It's illegal as fuck, bro. We live in under the radars out here.
Watch, my mom's gonna get another fucking audit. Just because
she already had what?
She's had like 3. We haven't gotten taxes from like 2012 because she keeps getting these fucking audits for like no reason.
Must be nice.
Yeah, no, it's not nice, bro. Like, that's money that they haven't given us.
Whoa.
The IRS.
The government doesn't want you to have shit, dog. Chill.
I know. The IRS owes us like $16,000.
Yeah.
If we owed the IRS $16,000, they'd be down our fucking throat.
Okay, and so does my dad, but do you see him paying for it? No.
What's your dad's name?
Michael, I think.
Who the fuck?
It's a red car.
Oh, it's hot.
Now we gotta add a new segment.
All right, we're doing a new segment called Impromptu Song. Pass me that guitar. We're gonna have Will make up some lyrics on the fly.
Oh, you want me to spit, bro?
I'm gonna
come up with a couple of chords.
Yeah, just a little simple little G.
Okay.
Little C.
Okay.
That was an F major 7. This is a C.
Yeah. What type of music do you want?
Any, like, if you want to do some screamo to this acoustic, that'd be dope. Like,
right.
Some hip hop, anything you want. Country, like, just.
How about we do just mix all 3?
Yeah. All right. Oh, wait. Let me get the beat back down.
Yeah, you can. Was her favorite mister. That was back in the day when I fucked my sister. I fucked my sister all because she wanted to be my mister. And then she got type of annoying, just like a type of blister. So now I cut my wrist to the twist. My life is bliss. Dying is something that I miss.
Now we go to the techno breakdown. And back to. Oh fuck, that was good.
Thank
we should
you.
Publish
you.
That.
Thank you.
SoundCloud. Check out the Hippie Mafia SoundCloud.
You already know what's up.
Oh, speaking of, go fuck with our boy Braylon, Bison, on SoundCloud right now.
Where was the last topic we left off?
Singing that song, duh, you silly.
No, not that one. We left on one when your madre came in.
I have forgotten.
Same here.
I'm putting my man bun back in.
Oh, yeah. There we go. I remember. Back in the military.
Oh, yeah. You're going to get paid to shoot people that look like you.
No. God. That's the thing. I'm not shooting anything. My job, I just load missiles and bombs and stuff.
Oh, so you're getting paid to bomb people that look like you.
Oh, so you're going
to
be like...
I'm aviation. Like,
you're a glorified... You're a glorified mover.
Dude, don't get blown up.
You ever heard of UPS? It's an advanced version.
We're UP... I couldn't make a joke on the fly with that.
UP aircraft. UP Navy.
We're
UP
Fed Air. X Life.
I'm fed of life because it's my ex.
What?
Huh?
Because you're reincarnated. I get it. Facts.
Hippie mafia. Talking about hippie shit.
Stay woke.
Stay woke. People.
Stay woke. Like my mom the other day came in high as shit. She was like, William, are you high right now? And I was like, nah, I'm low. Stay woke. You know what I'm saying? That was a cheesy ass joke, but hey, take what you can get.
In the words of the great Martin Luther King, let's get fucked up, bro.
I don't think Martin Luther King said that, but
no, I'm pretty sure it was right after he said that I have a dream. You know what I mean? He's like,
no.
I have a dream that we get fucked up and smash some freshmen in the quad.
Right next to the freaking quarry, dude. I'm drinking White Claws and Trulies. Fucking dilly dilly, dude, bro.
If you drink White Claw, you're a bitch.
That's the thing.
Bags. And, like, the thing is, they taste like shit.
It's carbonated water.
Like, yeah. you're literally drinking soda.
If you drink White Claw.
What's a White Claw?
What?
What's a White Claw?
It's like hard seltzer water.
You know what I just realized?
Yeah. Okay, Naruto, run it. Naruto, run it, yes.
He has a White Claw in the back for
you. He's gonna come back in and crack a fucking Seagram's. Oh, yeah, if you drink White Claw, Red's Apple Ale, Seagram's.
Yo, don't even hate on Red's Apple Ale. That shit's delicious. Yeah.
That's what we had at Brody's that night. That you were like, oh, this is so good.
Yo, yeah, by the time you get drunk off them, they just taste like apple juice.
Yeah, but you're still a bitch if you drink them.
I mean,
if you're gonna drink,
well, I guess
drink like a fucking man. Shoot straight tequila, pussy.
Tequila does
sky vodka.
Tequila makes your clothes fall off.
Vodka is a drink for drunk white girls. I feel like
you said vodka.
Yeah, I don't drink anymore, but if I like, I'm gonna allow myself to do it every once in a while. And if I'm doing it, I'm drinking like a man. Okay,
it's actually the Russians. It's for the Russians.
Yeah, all I. That's all I.
No, like real stuff. Vodka, like that real shit that like. Like $5 a bottle, that's the shit the Russians drink. I'm not talking about that Ciroc and shit. That's for fucking drunk
white
girls.
That's DJ Khaled, bro.
Mm-hmm.
That's light skin status.
Drunk white girls. If you're drinking, drink like a man. Drink some Tennessee whiskey, some dark bourbon, some fucking, and straight
Tennessee
tequila.
Whiskey.
So, yeah, any, as you know, this is a podcast. About
a podcast?
Podcast. Welcome to the podcast, guys. This is a lot of our stories involve partying and various drugs and what have you, what not. So you got any good party stories for us?
I have a bunch of party stories. It all depends on in what section do you guys want to hear. I got a story about how I got stabbed somewhat in a way. I got a party story about me and my crew getting fucked up and then driving from fucking Greenville all the way to home. Your shit's broken. I got a story about how somebody punched drywall and left a big hole in it.
Let's go with the stabbing, but you might want to leave the last part of that story out just to not self-incriminate.
So I was at my buddy Alex's house, and we were having this rager party. And so what me and my friends do is we hold our phones like they're guns, and we're like, yo, why you out here without your peace? And my buddy Matt, I went up to him, he was like, yo, why you out here without your peace? And that's what I told him. And then he was like, oh yeah? And he pulls out this knife, and we're both plastered. And he whips out his knife, and he goes, why are you out here without your peace? And I was like, grabs the blade, and I was like, I'm not. And he's like, give me my shit back. And he yanks it out.
God.
And when he yanked it out, like, it kind of flew in an odd direction, so it poked him. And you could see the little poke hole, but there was no blood leaking. And I was like, dang, did I get cut too? So I'm, like, checking myself, drunk as shit. I can't feel it. So I'm like, dang, did I get cut too? This shit's crazy. I didn't see anything. And then, like, I was like, yeah, so we're having this conversation again, and I had my hand up like this, and he was like, holy shit, bro, you're leaking. And, like, my whole hand is just fucking red. It's dripping blood. And then I was like, and ran into the bathroom. And Matt's coming in here. Everybody's like, yo, what happened? And, like, there's blood leaking all over the floor from me dripping down. I got blood on people's clothes. And then we get into the bathroom, and everybody's like, I have this homegirl checking my hand. She's like, wash my hand. And Matt comes out, and he's like, oh, filet a William. And he has the piece of skin of my finger on his knife. And then he, like, flicks it out onto the sink. And looking back at it, it took a good-ass chunk. Like,
I bet that shit hurted in the morning.
Oh, it hurt in the morning, yeah. Like, looking, because we took the Band-Aid off, which the Band-Aid didn't even help because I was drunk as shit, so the blood was so thin, it was just leaking through the Band-Aid. But, yeah, seeing it in the next morning, I was like, like, it was not okay. But, you know, later on, like, and then Alex comes in, he's drunk, and he's like, you know what's going to help you? Right there with that cut.
Why
you got
that, so
that's such, like, a good fucking Alex.
And I was like, what? He's like, two shots, pussy, right now. And I'm like, all right. So he comes back and he's like stumbling always, like, and like hands me the shot, and he's like holding it like this, and he has his shot in his hand, and he's like, and we're like, tap tap, drink it, and then double tap, and he's like, my man, and takes the shot glass and runs back to the sink, goes back to his party. Everybody leaves the bathroom, and it's just me and this chick that I will not disclose her name, and, you know, she's rinsing me off. And then I was like, you know what I heard that fixes these? And she was like, what's that? And I was like, if we have, like, a makeout sesh right now. And then she was like, okay. And I was like, okay. And then we ended up making out. And then so on and so on. And then I ended up getting blood on it in the house and on everybody's clothes that I dapped up and shit. Yeah. And I still have this mark on my finger till this day. It was a deep-ass cut. That was not fun.
I don't think I've ever been seriously injured while partying.
I've had a couple of injuries.
I do remember one time. Oh. I was partying with my dad and all of his friends and shit. And we were all drinking tequila. And whenever my dad drinks tequila,
get a little rowdy.
He does get a little rowdy, but he's always, like, moving and shit. And it was my dad's friend, RD. He was cool as shit. He was drunk as shit, too. And my little brother came out onto the front porch, and our porch is, like, it has, like, benches around the side, you know? And we were all sitting on the benches around the side, and RD is like, come here, little fucker, and, like, tries to grab my little brother up. But, like, when he grabs him, he leans back too far, and, like, loses his balance and, like, suplexes my little brother off the porch. And it's, like, a good 5 feet up from the ground. Like, straight up. Boom! And we fucking
suplexed. Just instant.
Yeah, bro. We get up. My little brother's like, ugh! You know, he gets up. And my dad comes down. Like, it was funny as shit, too. Because whenever my dad's drinking tequila, he's always moving. And he was, like, dancing and shit. And he saw that shit happen. He just stopped instantly. It was like, oh, fuck. And, like, went off the porch, went and checked on him. Everyone was okay. My little brother stands up, and my dad goes, you see, that's why you don't go fucking with people while they're drunk. And, like, starts screaming at my little brother. And he's like, don't you tell your mama either.
That's like when you get in trouble with, like, your little sibling because you hit him too hard and they start crying and you're just like, shh, shh, no.
I used to do that shit all the time. He would, like, beat the fuck out of me.
I would not beat the fuck out of you.
And then he'd be like, it's okay, like, I'll give you some money if you, like, don't tell. Like,
I would never offer money either.
Or, like, you'd be like, I'll do your chores for a week. Like, I'm so sorry.
I think that shit was mad at me. I remember one time we were all shoved into the back of this SUV because our family, my family and my dad's best friend's family. So it was like 12 people in an SUV.
You ended up fucking one of the other family's members.
Hell yeah, the mom.
Oh yeah.
Back when we were 8.
Ayo. Slanging and banging.
Nah, it was me, Nora, and their daughter.
Oh,
and
so you have a threesome.
We were, like, shoved in the back of this trunk for, like, 8 hours.
Yeah, it was a long-ass time.
We had all decided. We didn't decide. My stepmom and homeboy's wife all, both decided
they're
that.
They were like, let's go to the, all the lighthouses and take pictures.
All the lighthouses in North
all
Carolina.
All of them.
Yeah. I'll be like, okay, Bobby.
We were sitting there, and I forgot what the fuck it was that Nora was doing. But she was just purposefully annoying me. You know what I mean? Like, and there's a point where I get annoyed, where I obviously, or when I get mad, where it's like I get obviously mad, and you should just leave me the fuck alone because I'm really trying not to
but
hate
you. Know,
you. But
I don't
something
know
about Nora and my little brother find it hilarious and want to like egg that on as much as they can. Like, I'll get to the point where I'm like, and they'll be like, and then that'll make them even more mad. And then
that
I'll do it again.
It's so funny
like,
when we do it, though.
I'll like, there'll be times where I like start shaking, and they're like, oh, what are you gonna do? What are you gonna do? Well, one time, I got so mad. Fuck you. I just clocked
Nora
right
in the face.
And I dead ass, like, I've never been like the type of person to get so mad I black out or whatever. Dead ass. I remember
dead ass blacked off. And then I remember, like, after he, like, the look on his face, like after I had just realized what happened, after he had just realized what happened, we just, like, looked at each other first, like, a solid.
She didn't even cry, like, for a good minute.
And then I started crying.
Like, we were just both like, what the fuck just happened? Like, I remember picking my fist up
and
like, it coming back. Like,
his, that, like, the fear in his face from what my, like, he was scared my father was going to find out. Mm-hmm. And he was like, and I was like, oh. I was like, give me that iPod the rest of the ride. Like, come on now. And I made him give me his iPod. And then he got mad because he was like, I want it back. And I was like, then I'm telling. Like,
you're one of those people. I remember getting in a fight with my sister and it ended up throwing hands. And she swung at me and I dodged and I swung at her and then she dodged it. And my mom got mad at me because I swung at her. But because you're not allowed to hit women, but she could throw her jacket.
That's a bullshit.
So we used to have this back porch, bro. And it would always get pollen on it. And I mean not like the slightest pollen. Like, it would always get pollen on it. And I was little back then. So my mom was like, you're going to scrub all of the pollen off. No matter how long it's going to take you.
And I was pollen? Like, take a garden hose to that bitch.
Yeah, I didn't know that. So I literally, with a bucket and a scrub brush, scrubbing the back porch, trying to get every inch of pollen. And it's like near Thanksgiving, yeah. It's Thanksgiving, and I'm in like in the morning time when they're all cooking. I'm like in the back porch scrubbing. And my brother's friend, he's like really close to us. He's like a brother. He came down, and he's like, he comes out there, and he goes, hey, bud, what you doing? I was like, I got grounded for swinging on Jasmine, so I have to scrub the porch. Trying to get all the pollen off. And he's like, well, why don't you just use the fucking garden hose? And then mom was like, Shnathan, stop. And like, goes over there. And I remember just stopping.
You
and then
fucking
looking,
cunt.
And then looking at my mom, she was like, bitch, you still scrubbing that porch. And I was like, yes, ma'am. And like, go back to scrubbing it. I was so pissed that day.
Oh, shit.
Yeah. The pollen never got up, by the way. I ended up using the hose.
Dead ass turned into like, I don't know. I just got some like super. Have you told this already?
I'm pretty sure I have.
Oh, well, if you did, I'm not gonna tell it again.
Yeah.
But like, he spit a loogie in my mouth.
By accident. Okay.
By accident.
I was doing
I'm
that.
I'm gonna head out.
I was
doing that. Fuck with you.
Yeah, I'm gonna fuck with you. I was just doing that sibling shit where you like hold him down and like hang a loogie.
Yeah, he was
your
like
face.
Hanging a loogie in my face, whatever. That's... And I lost my shit and I was like,
she started shaking.
I was like
and the loogie dropped
fell.
And it could not have went. It was, she was like ah, right into her mouth.
And I just like stopped, and then I just like,
did you swallow it?
No, he's a big boy.
Yeah, back then
like,
I was even bigger too.
And I just like. Like, I don't know what came over me, but I just lifted him off of me and
yeah,
like,
she hulked my ass, right? She was like, ah! I was like, oh, shit.
I'm like,
the Superman thing with your feet. Oh, dude, I remember, not sibling stories, but there's been times where I was, me and Dylan are really close. You know what Dylan I'm talking about, mm-hmm. But me and Dylan are really close. And so he's practically like my little brother, man. We've gotten into a couple of arguments and stuff, but there's also been good times. And, like, one of those times I remember we went to this house. And usually we crack a few beers and stuff, and we're all chilling. And then, like, Dylan's neighbors, they come to the back, and they're, like, chilling with his dad, and we're all having a good time. And I remember one of his neighbors just being drunk one time, and he comes up with this little pocket racket. And he already has, like, a crippled foot. Like, he has a cast around his foot. And Dylan's drinking a...
Wait, was this back in Abaca?
Yeah. And Dylan's drinking... This is where you were.
Yeah, no, I'm trying to think of which neighbor it would be. How many houses down from Dylan's?
Oh, I don't know. I don't know his neighbors like that.
Oh, okay.
But Dylan's drinking, sitting in the chair, in the rocking chair on the back porch with a Modelo Negro. And then his neighbor comes up and he's like, yeah, Dylan, what's up, dude? He didn't even see me. And I'm just sitting in this corner and he's like, oh, you're drinking one of them black people beers. But he didn't use the black, you know, black people beers. He used it. Hard end. And I was just like, I didn't say anything because he was drunk as piss, bro. And I was just like, Dylan was just looking at me, and I was just like,
wow. Wait a second.
Wow. Like, just looking at my color of my skin, just being like, did he not see me? like you know that meme where like it's that lady and she just has a bunch of mouth calculations next to her?
Yeah. Yeah.
That's literally how I felt. I was just like,
is he, like, just being overtly racist?
like, honestly.
Wait, I think I'm pretty sure I know which one it would be.
But I was just like, wow. And then, like, the next time he came over, we told him about it, he was like, did I really? Did I really say that? And I was like, nah, just imagining things, bro. He was like, because I don't see myself doing that.
I just imagine drunk neighbors coming up and saying the N-word.
Yeah, it wasn't even, like, the slight. It was, like, a hard. It was hard.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
that's a pass.
Huh? No, definitely did not have to.
You should have written him a pass. Just given him.
Should have done it.
All it is a signature.
Yeah, there's been times. There's one time. It was like, I think it was. It was either my 18th or my 19th birthday. Spent it at Dylan's. And Dylan, he knows my favorite beer, which is Coronas. And so he goes, buddy, I got you a surprise. You're coming to my house. Don't worry. And I was like, all right, bet. So, you know, we get there. And he brings out these 2 24 packs of Coronas. He's like, got mine, got yours. And I was like, all right. And so, we invite a couple people over, and, you know, we're having this shindig at his house, and, you know, me and Dylan already started drinking about 8 o'clock, and so he wanted me to keep up with him, so I'm 20 beers deep, not drunk yet, because back in the, I was an alcoholic, so.
Yeah, the people, like, I remember, it was like lunch or some shit the other day. Someone said something about a 24 pack of beer. Some freshman was like, oh my God. And we all started laughing at his ass. We were like,
yeah,
you think,
like,
that's a lot?
Yeah, like it's water at that point.
Yeah.
And, but, you know, 20 beers in, 4 shots in, because Dylan didn't take his double. He didn't want the double. He took a single. So he had 3 and I took his. So
I took the 4. Start piling on shots on top of that. Yeah. That's where it gets
So I'm a good buzz. And then our friend Bubba comes in. You know, he comes in with his buddy PJ. And, you know, they're cool with us. So we start drinking with them. And then, like I said, I was in a good buzz. And then Bubba's like, yo, dude, it's your birthday. Let's take shots. And I was like, you know what, man? I don't think so. I'm good at this pace. You know, I'm at a good pace right now. And he's like, nah, fuck that. It's your birthday. Like, let's turn
it
up.
I don't know what it is about alcohol that just makes people want to be like, nah, you got to drink.
Yeah.
Like, and I feel like no other drug is really like that. Like, you don't see heroin addicts just like, take another bump, take another hit, man.
Honestly.
You're not there yet.
But that's how it was, though. And I was like, you know what? Fuck it. It is my birthday. So, you know what? I'm going to celebrate it. So, I took shots with him because he had this big-ass bottle of Bacardi. So, I was like, fuck yeah, let's get it. So, he handed me 6 shots. And now I'm fucked. I am gone, lost in the sauce. And it's like 10 o'clock. And so I already puked, came back out, and I'm sitting in Dylan's recliner. And I literally come from here, like sitting straight up, and you just see me start slouching and slouching and slouching even more, and like trying to have a conversation with Dylan and Bubba, but I just keep on slurring. Mm-hmm. And you can't even understand me, but they act like they're understanding me. And I just slouch and slouch all the way till I'm on the floor sitting like this. On the floor, and then, you know, I'm sitting there looking at him for a good minute, and Dylan's like keeping his eye on me, and then I just start crawling to the bathroom, and Dylan's like, Bubba, and I was like, yeah, what's up, man? He's like, where are you going, buddy? And I was like, I think, you know, he's like, you're gonna go puke again? And I was like, mm-hmm. And I'm in the bathroom for a minute, and they come in there and go check on me, and like I'm still like in the toilet, but it's not at the point where it's like all the alcohol is gone, it's just air throw up now. Uh-huh. And so I'm like and they're like, Jones, like, shit, dog, Bubba, go get him some water and some food. And I was munching like the whole night, I was munching on just tortilla wraps. And so he gets me a tortilla wrap, and then I took 2 bites of that. We lost the tortilla wrap. Have no idea. Still to this day. Still to this day, have no fucking idea.
Someone stole the fucking
tortilla wrap. Yeah, we don't know if it's been flushed on the toilet. Like, what's happened to that tortilla wrap? And then, wake up the next morning, everybody's crashed. We all have a hangover. Well, I know. I definitely do. I don't know about everybody else. But I go to Bubba. I was like, Bubba, dude, those, like, I shouldn't have taken those shots you gave me. He's like, shots, nigga. Shit. She goes, shots.
That's whatever.
He was like,
you're black.
Okay, so he was like, shots. I wasn't giving you shots, bro. I was feeding you doubles. So I was like, nice. So then technically, so the 6 shots plus the doubles, I overall took 12 shots plus the 4 I already had.
Yeah, that's
and the 20
little,
Coronas.
That's a little. Damn.
I was like, how am I not dead?
Yeah, that's borderline alcohol poisoning.
Almost there.
Dude, honestly, alcohol is like the most boring drug.
Yeah.
Like, when you compare it to all the other shit.
Staring at my Yo, wait, are you alive?
Oh, I'm just, like, listening.
You're just staring in outer space. Continue, though. I'm sorry, Elijah.
Yeah, alcohol has to be, like, the most boring drug. Like, you just compare it to all the other drugs. It's, like...
I was actually thinking about that, and I was like, honestly, if I just wanted to get drunk, I could just spin in a bunch of circles.
For real. Like, hold your breath, spin.
And then save my money.
Yeah. You try to see God on alcohol, okay? That shit... people sleep on tripping, but that shit is... The most, like, that's some crazy shit.
I would rather get drunk, though, than rather get high.
Really?
Yeah.
See, I'd rather get high.
Because when I get high, I get high-key annoying, bro. I'd be laughing and being loudish. Like, it all depends on the mood. Like, if it's a chill mood, then I can be quiet. But if we, like, if it's hyped, I can't unhype myself. So I'm still loud when it comes time to unhyping. And everybody's like, yo, shut the fuck up. And I'm like, okay. Or, like, I start laughing at that. Mm-hmm. And then, but if I'm drunk, bro, I'm just like,
annoying
I get,
shit.
No, I'm not even annoying as shit. It's like, I get lit. I get lit as fuck.
When I'm drunk, I want to fuck or fight. And that's not cool.
Yeah, this is like, I can't fuck when I get drunk. Whiskey dick's a bitch. You know what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. So what did you eat today, Skyler?
Chewing gum right now.
All right, just the gum? Just awkward silence.
Oh shit! What time? How long has this recording
been? It's already 5:30 almost.
Jesus! Oh yeah. So I think we're gonna end it here now.
That's Yo, been thanks. A, thanks for having me.
Yeah.
On
thanks
podcast.
For coming on.
Look forward to maybe hopping on again. Maybe when I get back.
Oh, yeah, for sure. After you Hell become, yeah. you know, shaved head. And shit.
I'm gonna come back just to purposely beat your ass.
just come back. Be like the most dickhead, annoying fucker. Just like. I won't talk about partying. I'm in
yeah,
the military.
Party, yeah, I can't.
But I who
can't.
Parties in the military?
Yeah, I will never change like that. I will come back being the same me as always.
Okay, what are you going into again?
Navy.
Navy? Ah, they're kind of pussies. Going to the Marine Corps and party hard.
Yeah, they just become what? Fucking crackheads. All of them are dickheads. Yeah, if I join Marines, then I will come back like that.
Yeah.
If I come back in the Navy, then I'll just come back. And I'll be like, yo, did I tell you about the puss I just crashed like last week? Like, that's how I'm
going to tell you about when I crashed that submarine, dude?
Yeah, honestly, did I tell you how I made a whole aircraft carrier to Hiroshima? Did I tell you about that?
All right, so any last words? Nora, you got anything to say?
NIU? I like Cash to the Ass to My Ex.
Oh, I hate that fucking song.
I don't know.
What's her name? Shy?
What?
Who, that chick we used to work with.
Cheyenne,
yeah.
Hey, for all the people that listen to this podcast, yo, put people on, bro.
Hippie Mafia trying to make it out in this world, okay?
Is that a fucking cat?
Yeah,
he only has 3 legs.
I'm going to go get him.
Yo, I'm going to name him T'Challa.
All right, Skyler, any last words for you?
I'm straight.
All right. Smoke grass.
Eat ass.
Live fast. Think for yourself and question authority.
Pull tricks, suck dicks.
Smoking Nick and sucking dick, baby. Hell yeah. Y'all have a beautiful, blessed life. Not blessed by the Christian God or whatever, but by whatever spaghetti monster or, you know, flying sorcerers out there.
Once again, free my man Josh.
Free Josh. free Josh. My man's Josh. Goodbye, beautiful bitches.